Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I am Kim. And of course, I want to, I hope that everybody had an incredible Valentine's Day, one of my favorite holidays, just to share the love in your life and your business and your family, all those good things. And I hope that you enjoyed that. Maybe you're going to lead it right into the weekend here. And I know that we always do something special, even if it's just a walk, you know, just spending time with the person that you love. All right. Well, again, I want to remind you to download our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. We've got a great show for you today with great guests. And again, I do want to remind you to sign up for my next mixer. It is coming up February 20th, 5 to 8 at Palm Garden Hotel. If you are local, we'd love to get you there. We've got an incredible night planned, and we'd love to have you there to share your business. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. If you are interested in being at the mixer, which we've had plenty of people sign up through our show here, just text us, mixer, And one of the team members will get back with you. I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is either you run the day or the day runs you. And why not start your day in a positive way and really end your day in a positive way? So again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited to share my first guest and, of course, Barbara Price. Barbara Price and Catherine Reed actually were the authors of this great book here, Fat, Stressed, and Sick. Not talking about like getting right to the point, right? But if a diet full of leafy greens could actually help you, let's find out a little bit more about that. And so, of course, joining me is Barbara Price. Barbara, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you are actually a science writer and an editor who turned your passion for science into your career, right?
That's correct. My academic training is in science, and I've studied topics from biochemistry to climate change. But what I'm doing now is I'm a storyteller, and I use my background in science and connect with people with stories to tell. That was Catherine Reed. She's a biochemist, and she her daughter, when she was 3 years old, was diagnosed with autism. And Katie said, she wondered as a mom how she could help her daughter, and that's when she started this this quest to find out if there's anything in food that she could change. As a mom, that's something she could have had control over. And so she started reading patents and the literature, and she understood that autism and so many other vast majority of chronic conditions are, the underlying condition is inflammation. So she thought, okay, now what can I do to control inflammation? And particularly with autism, it's brain inflammation. And so she began to see a connection between dairy, first of all, casein, the protein in dairy, and gluten, you know, the protein in wheat. And one of the things that was the same in both of those proteins is they have high quantities of glutamic acid, which is an amino acid. And there's lots of anecdotal reports that kids do better when those proteins are removed from their diet. And she wondered, why is that the case? And she began to appreciate how the glucanic acid, when it is digested, forms what we see in food as MSG. And it's in the body, it's a neurotransmitter and it's a very important chemical. It also underlies communication and inflammation. And so she began to put the pieces together and figure out that was what was in diet.
And let me ask you a question. So, Barbara, you were the writer of it, correct? And so when you say gluten, is that the same as MSG?
So, yeah. And so that's the crazy thing. I mean, we have glutamate in our body, and it's not a bad guy. I mean, it's a really important neurotransmitter. It keeps us healthy. But when there's excessive amounts in food, it can cause excitotoxicity, and cells can become too active. And
So inflammation, obviously, right?
Right. But it also is part of the reward pathway, so that if it's in food, our bodies and our minds say this is delicious food, and so it makes us want to eat more of it. So that's why MSG has always been like a flavor enhancer. You know, makes people want, you know, really love the food, want to eat more, and that's why its role in processed food is it's been put in food so that people have that reaction. And it's unfortunately in the big food has found that this is a very important ingredient to make otherwise, you know, food that wouldn't taste so good, made with cheap ingredients, you know, make it more desirable.
So yeah. I know that your book is going to give us some practical tips for reducing MSG in your diet. Can you share some of those?
Sure. Well, first of all, there's MSG. MSG is made in food during processing when proteins are chopped into into bits through heating and stretching and all the processing that, you know, gives us those preformed foods that look great and are fun to eat. But it also the easiest thing to do is avoid processed foods. And this is not information or a message that you're not hearing from everywhere else. And it is so true. I guess what our book, Fat, Stress, and Sick, does is say why processed food is so bad for you. And it's not, and it's because of how the food is, you know, how food is prepared makes its ingestion really different than if you were just ingesting the same food as whole food. So, eating like whole grains, leafy green vegetables, unprocessed food, that is the best way you can avoid.
Anything that comes out of the ground, correct?
Anything that comes out of the ground, off a plant, you know.
Or off a tree, not in a package.
I beg your pardon?
Not in a package, usually.
Not in a package. So, I mean, no one is going to make their own olive oil, you know. So there are culinary ingredients. There are things that you can buy that are minimally processed. And that's what that's what you should look for. Read labels. You know, if there's things on the label that you can't pronounce or understand, don't buy it.
Right, exactly. Let me ask you, I know that you are going to, you have in your book personal stories of health transformation through these diet changes. Can you share like one story with us?
Oh, well, I can share my own story. And that is when I first met Katie, I thought I had a pretty good diet. And but then Katie showed me how foods that you thought were okay actually can be hidden sources of glutamate. And so I started and at first, you know, I thought, this is a lot. But if you go slowly and remove this this first, and then maybe this first, and then it's possibly as important as what you remove from your diet is what mm-hmm. you replace it with. And so,
what did you think was okay at first?
Well, you know, I would eat bread. pastries.
Our good
favorite
bread. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a bread I'd like, and you know, I would have you know, sauces, and you buy something that's, you know, a little bit pre-prepared, maybe stuffed peppers that have the tomato sauce on them, and you just pop it in the oven. You know, things that you thought, pizza. I mean, I enjoy pizza, but then you start looking at all like the processed meats that are on pizza, the bread, the dough has conditioners, and you start reading ingredients, and that's what Katie did. She went and looked at food patents and how these things are prepared, and you start removing that from your diet. And I felt I lost weight, I had more energy, I felt so much better, and my head was clearer, and I wasn't as hungry as I was when I was eating a lot of bread and eating these other processed foods. I didn't want as much, and I didn't feel like I need as much food.
Wow. And do you still eat bread?
I will eat bread on occasion. I make bread. So I would
make
so
it.
Often
so, yeah, like sourdough. Yeah.
I make my own, sourdough. But see, mm-hmm. the thing is, it's everyone's own, has their own tolerance. We think of it as like an inflammation bucket, that they're all things in your environment that cause inflammation from a scratch, you know, on your finger, a stub your toe, you know, all these little tiny insults to the body, small cuts, little this and that, they all cause small amounts of inflammation. Inflammation is on that level good. It helps heal. But when you have too many sources of inflammation, then just one little thing can, you know, we call it the inflammation bucket is full. So just one little drop more can cause it to overflow. So if you are exposed to many sources of inflammation, and then you have that just like that bag of chips, that one, you know, that big sandwich, and with the processed sandwich meats, that could be enough to cause a problem. And and if you have an underlying health condition, it could exacerbate that. So depending on what your own inflammation load is and what your own tolerance is, I find that I'm much happier and healthier with really minimal processed food. You know, but again, on occasion, I think of myself as fairly healthy, and I don't deny myself something like a bite of something. But it's not like I want to sit down and eat the whole thing.
Right. Wow. Well, that's good. So it's really changed the way you felt and feel every day.
It does. It has. And I can't imagine. And now if I go back and say, you know, try something, you know, that I would not normally have, like I'm on the road and I go, oh, I have to have an In-N-Out burger. And then it isn't as good as you, I don't mean to. You know, actually, In-N-Out burgers are really good. But what I'm saying is,
Barbara, where do we get your book? And of course, thank you so much for being a guest here.
Yeah, well, the book is available on Amazon and also from the publisher Roman and Littlefield. And we really, you know, we feel that it's Katie through her, website Unblind My Mind, she's helped a lot of people with their journeys toward health.
Good.
And
well,
so I would also check that out, unblindmymind.com. I'm sorry,
okay.
unblindmymind.org. And the book
.org.
Is called
There You Go.
Fat, Stressed, and Sick.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. Thank you again.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back with Sam Haas.
When it comes to securing your financial future, trust is invaluable. Meet Sam Haas, your dedicated independent financial advisor and fiduciary at Haas Financial, Inc., with a focus on the unique needs of successful professionals, high net worth individuals, business owners, and retirees. Sam Haas offers expert estate, retirement, and financial planning. Known for his honesty, empathy, and hard work, Sam is committed to serving his clients with integrity. Sam's advice is sound, and his service is exceptional. Don't be overwhelmed by retirement. Go to the experts at Haas Financial. Call 866-724-2653 or visit HaasFinancial.com today. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, CA Insurance License Number 0482271.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priorities should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. I hope that you are doing an incredible out there, and I hope that you are enjoying some of this little raindrops and rainfall. And of course, we've got an incredible weekend ahead of all of us. And I'm so grateful that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. I am super excited to have a new sponsor and a new friend. Of course, he's not a new friend. He's a friend that has been a life friend. Our kids actually went to school, and his beautiful, lovely wife has been my friend for a long time. And of course, we're talking about Sam Haas. He's a registered financial consultant, financial planner, fiduciary, and founder of Haas Financial. Sam Haas has been 34 years of experience doing this, and he will enlighten us every week from now on going forward, and we'll be able to ask him questions. So I'm super excited because I always have questions, and my husband's like, do you have to ask another? Yes. Like, you know, I mean, I always have to ask questions. You don't ask, you don't get. And that's really how my life works. And so I am so excited. Today, we're going to be talking about income planning and, of course, kind of just planting the seeds right now of really just introducing Sam. He had a show on KVTA. And of course, now I get to hang out with him on our show and share him again. So I am super excited. Sam, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Wow, Kim, thank you. That was so wonderful. I appreciate that. I'm so excited to be working with you finally. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to share a lot of stories. We're going to give a lot of information. And share a lot of education in this field of ours. A lot of people are confused, unfortunately, especially when it comes to income planning. So right up front, I want to tell you that, I always read your articles and you write so well, and I really
Beautiful.
enjoy reading it. It's well written. And all these years the kids went to school, I always, I didn't know you. I mean, I know you, but my wife is more closer to you and stuff, and I would always say, Kim is such a good energy.
Oh, thank
She's
you.
got this great calm exposure that, she's little, but she really
Mighty,
is,
little but mighty, okay? That's what it's all about, right? Yeah.
the
I
warm heart. Great energy. So I appreciate all you do to our, with our community, and bring all the great stuff, great information. And my heart goes out to all the folks with fires that we've had, and we're here. I want everyone to know we're here to help every which way we can help. We're here to do it. So just call our office, Haas Financial, right here in Westlake. 747-220-6751 will be there for you. So very good. I'm excited to be joining your show.
Well, thank you, Sam. And yes, we do have a lot of good memories. And of course, your beautiful daughters and my kids, they all grew up together and went to same school. And all, of course, thank God they're all really successful and doing their own thing, right? There's many roads to success. And as we talk about many roads to success, we're talking about income planning. I mean, a lot of us jump in and we don't really know what to do. And then there's some of us that maybe haven't made, the best decisions or have had unfortunate things. Like I just met a lady, I was down in Palm Springs and she was, one of the unfortunate ones that lost her home in the fire. And she's like, I don't know what else to do now. She just lost her husband and now her world is starting all over again. And so we do reach different chapters in our life. And so this is really going to be fun to have you really be able to share with us some of the things that we can learn. And of course, you specialize in that estate planning and retirement planning. And then you're going to cover even topics like insurance, tax, and investment planning. Isn't that correct?
I mean, before we get started, I really need to make a point of this, that I'm not a CPA and I'm not an attorney, and we don't give legal advice or tax advice. But in our business as a financial planner, fiduciary field, we always work with first of all, financial planning process itself involves a lot of tax information, and then products that we work with, investments, insurance products. All of these things always have some sort of tax benefit that we need to bring to your attention. We work closely with CPAs and attorneys all the time to make sure you win as an individual that needs advice. And so that is really important that people also understand in today's world, it's really important that you work with a fiduciary, because I have a recourse. If I give you wrong advice, and it causes you problems and anything down the road, I would probably choose to work with a fiduciary, because there are a lot of advisors out there that they recommend stuff, and it may not be the best thing for you. The other thing is a story. I'd like our audience to kind of picture where I came from. I came to this country when I was only 14 years old, and my parents had bought a home in Florida to come and go on summertime, like a summer vacation home. And when they came back after they were here visiting, my dad used to come to the United States, work with the government and all the work that he did. He found out there's going to be problems, so he sent the two boys out to United States, and about a year after, all the problems broke loose, and he called one day, says, "Son, we're gonna have to sell the home because there are problems here. We cannot send you money." I said, "Dad, you're not going to send the money. In fact, I'm going to go to work because I love to work. At those age groups, I still do. I mean, today I don't know what to do with myself if I don't work, And I said, "Don't worry about it. We'll make it all good." So I went to work, and the house was like 3 months behind, and we paid the mortgage payments, and I put myself through college. And the reason I share this story is because I appreciate folks that come to me with their money, hard-earned savings, all of these years. I want them to know I don't take this lightly. It's your money, and I'm going to treat it like the way it's supposed to be treated, to be protected, to make sure that your money not only is protected, at the same time it will grow at the reasonable growth rate. And some people come and say, "Okay, Sam, I want it to grow faster," or "this piece of money, I want it to go really aggressive." Well, we could do that. That's not a problem. But most retirees, they understand they want to protect their funds and also have growth. And later on, we'll talk about the tax bucket planning and investment planning and income plan, all of these stuff that we'll talk about. But I just want to make sure we kind of paint the picture of how I operate, and what's there's no hidden agenda. As a fiduciary, we put everything on the table. Okay.
Oh, and how did you become a fiduciary?
Well, but it's a long process. You got it. In this business, you're always going to school. You're always doing continued education every year. I had to go to UCLA. I took summers and went to classes in UCLA, took financial planning courses that you have to take and be able to get the designation. So, and also licensing in the state of California, you have to, every state you have to take the 3065 to be a fiduciary.
Right. Wow. Okay. And did you always know you wanted to work with other people's money?
Funny thing you ask, I did computer sciences back in college years, and I tried to land a job back then, 1985. I had a dream to work at the Cape Canaveral, and where the shuttle operation takes place. And the shuttle blew up. That was the Challenger, or I don't remember what they called it, but there was a lady teacher on that, and that thing blew up. I watched it literally in the backyard, and I couldn't believe my eyes. And and that was right when I graduated, and I was trying to get a job, and all the programmers were getting laid off at that time.
Oh.
So I started doing this work back in the day, and with a major insurance company, Fortune 500 companies, they were after me. And I said, "Okay," and I started it. I did so well at it, I never looked back.
Right.
I just stayed and just did this, and and it's done great for me. I love what I do. I enjoy meeting people, spending time with them, resolve their problems. A lot of people don't know what they want, and they come here and we'll sit down, ask a whole bunch of questions, and figure out what their needs are and help them
That's
to
great. So you kind of give them
resolve
like
it.
a kind of get them organized, right? Their money organized and their future and all that. I love that. I hear a lot of
Right.
people that always are asking when to collect Social Security. Is that something that we're talking about?
Social Security, it's big, and there are a lot of changes happened back almost 8 years ago with Social Security. And We definitely cover some of the rules with Social Security and another session. But for today, the main topic that I'd like to address is income planning, because in the United States, I've noticed that they do a wonderful job showing people, educating you on how to accumulate wealth and which stock to buy, which the fund to buy, which ETF to buy, and this and that, right? But when it comes down to retirement planning and income planning, primarily, people are clueless as far as all the rules and regulations that goes into income planning to make sure that they don't run out of money in their 80s and 90s. And we'll cover some of these topics as we go through, and making sure that you don't get into trouble, right? So before that, I want to repeat my phone number. People that have interest, they want to call 800, I mean, not the 800 number, but 747-220-6751, my office number. And our website, HOSS, HOSS, like Sam, financial.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff there on our site. You could even listen to some of my archived show on the website, and that kind of gives you a way to connect with our office.
I love that. I
Okay.
love that. You also do a lot of dinners, right? I want to invite our listeners to those dinners because I know you have a couple coming up. So I definitely want to do that too.
Exactly. So yeah, we do have seminars, educational seminars, and the first one coming up. Actually, these are the third and fourth one this year already, in 2025. First one is at the Southern Mill Steakhouse in Simi Valley. That's on February 6th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And the second one, it's in Oxnard, BJ's Brewery in Oxnard. That's on February 12th at 6 p.m. And whatever that's closer to you, call our office, and our manager Denise will give you a call back, and either secure an appointment for us to meet in the office or at the workshop, whatever it works. It's dinner workshop, so it's fun. We'll have fun with it.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there too.
Yeah.
So gosh, this is gonna be, we have like 3 minutes left. Okay. This went by so fast, but I am
Yeah.
super excited to have you on. You're gonna be on every week, so we'll have kind of a money moment, and really just how to get your money making money for you, right? So that's really what it's all about. And so, I mean, we just have those incredible interest rates. They're probably changing a little bit now. I don't even know where they're at, but I know that you're going to be able to help us so much. So let me ask you, first of all, Sam Haas, leave us with one thought, the brighter side of our money.
Great question. But before we close the show, I want to make sure people understand income planning. It's a projection that we look at your income sources, which is your Social Security, any income from pensions, and all the income sources. Then we look at your expenses, right? And inflation, and we run the report to show you, if you go the way you're going, would you run out of money at the age 80 or 90, right? And that's what people want. That's what everybody wants to know today. And
How long your money is going to last you?
right. Before even we talk about any products, it's just like going to the doctor. Doctor's going to need to do x-rays and lab tests and this and that before they write the prescription. So the income planning, it's all about making sure that you don't run out of money. And that's kind of really what most people want in this day and age. And of course, growth. And we'll talk about Charles Schwab and all the investments that we do on the side. I work with the It's the 16th fastest RIA in the country, Foundation, is the company I work with, and Charles Schwab and Fidelity, of course, they're the custodian. So that kind of gives you a little bit of background about me. I know I kind of, we went through stuff very fast, but you know, it's good. People want to get to the bottom of it, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, and trust me, I mean, we want to know what to do with our money. So basically, you're asking everybody to call you, give out your number one more time so that you can actually see and you know, help them know where how to make their money grow. And again, for our, you know, our listeners that are retiring, this is so helpful, right? Because you can't retire if you don't have enough money. How are you going to pay?
Right.
You have your Social Security, but we're going to talk about that. So I'm really excited to have you be on board with me. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your phone number
thank
and your
you.
Website one more time, Sam.
Sure. So the office number is 747-220-6751. And the website is hossfinancial.com. And come and claim your income plan, right? That's the, and I used to charge for this. And now for our audience, I won't charge a penny to do the financial plan and the income plan. And it takes a good 2, 3, 4 hours to do it, depending on your work. And, you know, next week we'll talk about the what do you call investments and all that good stuff that most people want to hear about. So we'll have some good news for you next week.
There you go. Okay. Sam, thank you again. Of course, Sam Haas. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. We'll be right back.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Sam Haas is an investment advisor representative with Foundations. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information discussed does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering or issuer or investment strategy. Each individual investor's situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments regarding a particular client's experience may or may not be the same as another client's experience and is not an indication that any client or prospective client will experience the same or a higher level of future success or performance. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, it is my honor to bring Alex Urbina on. And of course, he is a shaman, a practitioner. He's an energy alchemist and a spiritual healer, author, and speaker. And that energy that we have, I want to say, bottled up inside our bodies. We all have it. It's just how do we use it and how do we learn what is maybe protecting us and what is hurting us. And of course, Alex today is going to be joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that energy and, of course, unlocking the power of energy healing. Alex, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, yourself and how you got started.
So about 5 years ago, I had a very powerful awakening during a meditation, and my higher self came through and basically said, congratulations, you got yourself to the point now where you're going to reclaim a shamanic journey as a healer for humanity. And they showed me past lives where I was a shamanic healer in different villages that I lived in. And so ever since that awakening, it put me on a whole different path. And I've been on this rigorous journey of discovering more about the energy body and how negative energies get stuck in the energy body. And then they end up manifesting as mental, emotional, psychological, and physical ailments and suffering in the physical body. So that's kind of been my journey, and I love it. And every day is magical. The last 5 years, it feels like 50 years because of the kind of life that I live in every moment all day long. I'm either constantly learning, contributing, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful journey so far.
I love that. I love that. So when you, do you consider yourself a healer then, obviously?
I love that question, because I don't consider myself a healer. However, I have to label myself a healer so people know what field I'm in. When I say that I don't see myself as a healer, is because I believe that everybody is their own healer. So I might hold a higher frequency of the healed self for the person who comes to me. And as I hold the frequency of the healed self for them, then what I'm doing is I'm getting them to shift their beliefs into thinking that they're not powerful enough to heal themselves, into being open to the possibility that they are. And then with that level of commitment or openness, then gives me permission to transmute all the low vibrational frequencies in their energy body so that their body can start healing themselves. So ultimately, you're the healer. You're healing yourself. I'm just the stand-in, the representation, and the energy alchemist that has the ability to transmute those frequencies. And if you come to me kind of curious, or you're not open to the possibility that you can heal your body, then I can't do anything for you. It has to be a mutual partnership and an invested interest in both of us to be able to help create those results for people.
And let me ask you a question. First of all, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing energy healing for 5 years now.
What is the biggest healing that you've done?
I don't do the healing. The people do their own healing. But I would say cancer, I think, having somebody decide that they're done suffering with cancer and nearly being a couple of feet away from transitioning out with cancer of this life and turning it around and on their way to not having any cancer at all and vibrating high and turning everything around for themselves.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. Do you obviously feel that we have our own powers inside our bodies to heal anything? We're like, you could turn a positive energy into a negative energy or a negative energy into a positive, correct?
Absolutely. And I do believe that we all have the infinite power to heal ourselves. The thing that gets in the way is the negative thoughts, the negative beliefs, and the way that we have created a belief system that we are not that powerful, that those things get in the way of us embracing our full power until you transmute those or convert those belief systems into slowly being more positive. You actually get to a stage where you remember who you are. And as you remember that you are the divine power, God state, or that Christ consciousness, once you remember that, your frequency shifts, it raises, and that higher frequency that's flowing through your brain, your mind, your physical body, diseases can't exist in that frequency. Negativity can't exist in that frequency. So the whole concept is slowly remember who you are. And as you do that, you start to vibrate at a higher frequency. And then your body starts to adjust accordingly.
The energy body connection. Talk about that.
We think that we're just a physical body, mainly because a lot of times in our lifetime, we're not taught about the energy body. We actually are an energy body first. So think of a big bubble, an energy bubble around your physical body, maybe 3 or 4 feet wide around you. That's your consciousness. That's your energy. That's your, it's like a big bubble around you. That energy projects inward and creates a physical mass, which is called physical body. So you're first an energy body that's projecting inward, creating a solid mass physical body. Your energy body in this bubble, if you have negative thoughts, if you have negative trauma, all kinds of suppressed emotions, you have all this darker, denser energies, like pockets in the energy body, that distorts the energy that's coming in through the physical body. And then it starts manifesting as pain, insomnias, as fibromyalgias. It activates cancers. Traditional medicine has the doctors focusing on the physical body and treating the symptoms. If you understand that the physical body is the source that's causing the ailments and the pain and suffering in the physical body, then what you do is you can clear out and transmute and clean out the energy body. Then the physical body has no other choice other than to readjust itself and start healing itself the way it's naturally designed to do. The starting point is at the energy body. Not enough people talk about it. And we're now at that stage where more and more of us are starting to understand how it works and we're starting to speak about it more.
And let's talk about the role of the negative energies.
Yeah, so the negative energies, again, is the negative thoughts, the negative beliefs. Some of us have energetic connections. We call it, as the shamanic practice, we call them energy cords. As you have relationships with people, you create a connection. You have a higher vibrational connection of energy, and you have a lower vibrational connection. The lower vibrational connections could be anger, distrust, resentment. It could even be neediness, right? You attract somebody in your life that's needy. And then once you decide that they're not good for you and you end that relationship, just because you end the relationship doesn't mean that that cord is cut. You will always have that connection to them for the rest of your life until you intentionally cut and remove those cords. So thousands and thousands upon millions of people have these negative energetic connections or cords connected to people 3 years, 10 years, 50 years, 80 years that they've never cut. And those people, if they're thinking about you in a negative way or they're needing something from you, they're drawing and draining energy from your life force and it's affecting you and you have no idea. So that's just one thing out of probably about 30 different things that's a negative energy that's causing some type of pain or suffering in your body.
That's incredible. Gosh. Okay. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way because we're giving you some great information. And of course, joining me here is Alex Urbina and Shamnik. You know, it's interesting. My husband and I were in Ecuador and we went to a shaman over there and they like blew smoke in my face and, you know, like all this stuff. That's not something that you do. You have a different kind of practice, right? Or do you do that?
So that's a great question. So when I got reminded about picking up this shamanic journey from past lives, at the time, 5 years ago, that I was reawakened and reminded of this journey that I chose to reclaim again, the world is constantly evolving and it's expanding. And so are certain types of traditions. So the traditional shaman today may not look like it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, or thousands of years ago. So because of the energy alchemy and me being activated with the ability to transmute energy, I no longer really need to use my feather to cut cords. I can just transmute the cords. I no longer need to do certain things the way some of the elder shamans grew up and were taught. You got to remember, in every generation, everything shifts and expands and changes. So the shamanic way is also doing that same thing. It's evolving. So even though I learned how to do some of those traditional things and ceremonial processes, I use some of them. I don't use them all. So you can't put the word shaman in a box, because it depends on where you, at what stage you jumped in, who taught you, and where you live, and how they do it in those certain areas. So it's the word shaman is seer in the dark. The word shaman is to help support people in understanding the spirit world and how it correlates to the physical world, and how to teach people that they're the same. And so my job is to support people that don't understand that, either by way of teaching them, reminding them, and also supporting them on both sides.
Interesting. Alex, what did you do 5 years ago before this?
So for the last 30 years, I am a transformational trainer and a transformational life coach. My specialty was transformational trainings for teenagers and conscious parenting. And I was doing that again for the last 30 years until 5 years ago, I had a very profound awakening. Again, like I said earlier in the show, my higher self came in that meditation and basically said, I'm back, here we go. And now we're transitioning you into reclaiming the shamanic healer's journey. And so that's kind of my, those are all my tools. So I'm a life coach and now a spiritual life coach, as well as an energetic healer.
I love it. I love it. So let me ask you, we talk about balance. So many people are trying to find balance in their life. And I think the word is probably overrated a little bit, but how do we find mind, body, and spirit balance?
So for me, balance now has a different meaning because of the path that I've embarked on. For me, balance means there's a lot of us who have been ignoring certain emotions that we have did at that time decided it was too painful for us to look at. So we suppressed certain emotions. There are certain things that we don't want to look at because it's too painful. And when you suppress or ignore certain feelings or emotions or certain energies that at that time you decided it was too hard for you to deal with, when you suppress them, just because you suppress them or ignore them doesn't mean that they go away. They're there still waiting and needing to be unpacked, released, looked at, acknowledged, and transmuted. And if you don't do that and you ignore them, they're going to come out. And when they come out, they're going to have a lot of intense energies, and they're going to come out in some type of form and manifest negatively in the physical body. So for me, balance is about having the courage to be willing to say, now I'm 40 years old, or now I'm 30 years old, or now I'm more mature, and I'm willing to find the courage to go back and look at some of those things, because I believe that I'm competent enough and evolved enough to be able to make sense of those things, honor them, acknowledge them, and release them. But for most of us human beings that are unconscious, we still hold on to, no, if I ignore it and I for 20, 30 years, then I don't have to look at it. Maybe it's gone. And it's not gone. It's just manifesting in all of your sickness, your illnesses, your disease, and your suffering. So that's what really the message I want to land today is that be open to the possibility that 95% of all of your physical, mental, emotional, psychological issues has to deal with some type of emotional energy or some type of negative energy that you haven't been willing to look at. And all it takes is for you to decide that you're courageous enough now to be able to look at it and not be afraid of it and have somebody help release it for you. Because once you release it, then now you can start balancing yourself out. And then when you're balanced, then the physical body can start healing itself. It cannot heal when you have hidden, stuck negative emotions tucked away somewhere where you're convincing yourself that they're gone when they're not.
Right. You just shelved it.
You tucked it away. Yeah, you tucked it away.
I love that. Alex, this is so awesome. How do my listeners find you? And I would love to have you back.
The starting point is my website, alexurbina.com, URBINA. When you go there, you're going to look at the information, and the information is either going to validate that you need to continue to see me or not. The way healing works is you resonate with a specific healer because of their frequency. You resonate with their frequency. You either trust them or you don't. And then when you resonate with that frequency, then everything starts lining up. Everything that they're working with you, showing you, it starts to validate that your higher self, their higher self, were in communication, and that your higher self is trying to help you get the healing that you need. So again, the starting point is Alex at alexrubina.com. And I would love to come back and talk to you on a fuller segment.
There you go. I love it.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Please share our show, download our podcast. And again, we look forward to more people getting healed in this world. That's what it's all about. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here. I hope that you have an incredible weekend. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. You miss 100% of the shots you never take. So go get it. Go get what you want in life and live your best life. Thank you so much.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent, where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.